Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
What is going on, everybody? My name is Conor Lawler. Welcome back to another week of Weird News Wednesdays. This is the Heroes for Hire podcast. We are back again talking all the strangest news stories from around the world. We talk about the news that the real news is just too afraid to talk about. As always, I am joined by my partner in crime, Mr. Shaw Mead. Shaw, how's it going?
I'm okay, Conor. I've had two monsters today and I think my heart might explode.
That's a good start. You know what? That's the right energy to come in with. Too high, and then bring it down as the episode goes on.
We're going to taper this week, folks.
That's what taper I'm thinking. Right, I think we go strong for first 20, very strong. Yeah. Last 20, we're going to be struggling big time.
But that middle, that's going to be nice, easy listening, you know?
Fast forward now to the middle.
Just skip it. Skip it, please.
There's nothing here for you. Sean, have you had a good day?
I've had a great day, actually, Conor. I've got a lot done. Took my time under no pressure, quite frankly. What about you?
Well, you know right well that I have been in traffic for 2 hours to get back here.
Half-hour journey, wasn't it?
It was a half-an-hour journey that took about 2 hours.
You love to see it. You love to see
it,
folks.
Get stuck behind a hearse, if anyone wants to know.
You can't hurry a horse. Like,
and you don't really want to be rude, but at the same time, I did have somewhere to be.
You're not overtaking a horse, like.
Just indicate out. Just go around.
Just scream past him.
Shaking my fist as I drive past. It's like, so fucking slow, lads.
The windows are rolled down. You're blaring, like, R&B, like, very loudly. Or drum and bass, sorry.
How did you know?
I know your listening habits.
Sean, this is weird news. What do we do here?
You have spent the week gathering all of the weirdest news stories from around the world. You're about to read them all out to me, a man who has been too busy travelling through time because of all the caffeine to look at any weird news.
And the good news is that with weird news this week, we actually talked so much shit last week that we had a few to carry over. But that means that we actually have, I think, like, There's a lot of Florida Man stories in the barrel that we can use this week. It's kind of up to me, whatever the vibe I'm feeling, where we go.
I'm getting a chaotic vibe from you today because of what you've been through.
I think I might be a chaos demon today. Yeah, I think I'm here just to kind of cause hassle, really. And just maybe a few personal insults, but like not enough that you're going to be like, hold them against me, but just enough that you're like, just a bit fucking of a dick move there now. That's... Oh, great.
I mean, thanks for telling me about them, I guess, before they happen. So,
well, fuck you and your family, to be fair.
Right.
But anyway.
Okay.
Strong start.
Starting early. I like it.
Don't even get me started on your brother. Okay, aww. Sean, we're
starting. Nice man.
He's a nice man. I only met him once and he was very nice, the bastard. So we're starting off Weird News this week, Sean, with something that's a segment that has become our most popular segment recently, and
let's
especially over the last few weeks.
It's not that.
It's the segment of Sean Solves.
Yes.
Now, this is, of course, an amazing segment where I take out an agony aunt column from another publication. There's hundreds of them. They all just kind of cover the same stuff. I take one that I find funny, and then I bring to Sean to see if he can solve it better than the real person, the journalist who tried to solve it in the first place.
Yeah, I think last week there was a goat that was being a prick and causing trouble. I think we solved that one by going back in time to pagan times.
I forgot about the back in time. We did go back in time to solve that one.
Yeah, and it worked flawlessly.
So, I mean, I think in this regard, what this is more of a family dynamic. This is more of, like, there's a problem with the family and we need to figure out a way of, is the person doing the action in the right or in the wrong? That's where you're going to come in here, because what I have is, I'm a multi-millionaire, but I hide my wealth from my family. I even have a fake flat, Sean.
Ooh. To what extent? Like, is someone in the family desperately in need of money and this person's just like, no, I'm broke?
So a multimillionaire has opened up about their decision to hide their immense wealth from their family, explaining how they go to great lengths to hide it. So what happened? They have a small business that has rocketed in popularity during lockdown. That's suspicious, and I kind of think they might be a dick. But the anonymous entrepreneur... So ever since their small business rocketed in popularity, they have felt the need to maybe keep tight-lipped about their wealth. So they taking to the popular forum site Reddit, Sean. This,
of course, I'm familiar. I've read it on there.
Have you heard of Reddit? The person has explained that I'm a multimillionaire, and when my family visits, I rent an apartment to pretend that's where I live. After telling their family the sum of their old salary, which was considerably lower than what they earn now, the person says they fell into a pattern of regularly funding the family visits. So they started telling family, so he tells his family originally, I have this job, pays pretty well, this is how much I earn. The family are like, fantastic, great news. Now he earns, let's say, a certain amount now, but he earns much more, sorry, he earns a certain amount then, he earns much more now.
He earned a decent, good amount of money then, but now it's million, like it's so much more.
So, but when he was originally started, he had a decent amount of money, and he says, this is how much I'm making. The family are like, fantastic. He funds all of their visits. They then start telling other family members that they should visit me and I'll take care of them. When I visit back home, they basically expect me to bring gifts and pay for every single thing that we do when I even come to visit them, because I have that much money.
That's kind of fucked. I'm not on board with that. If you're a guest, you're a guest. It doesn't matter how much you earn.
They even started telling me that I should contribute and pay for my siblings' uni tuitions. Which, look, so this is a difficult one. This is an interesting dynamic that I've brought to you here.
This is an actual one. Like, this isn't, oh, I want a dog at my wedding. No, this is like...
my girlfriend smells!
Yeah, like, this is like, oh no, where do you draw the line here? You need to set boundaries. That's true.
Hmm.
But what if...
What if the parents look after you on the way up?
That's the thing. How much help were you given along the way?
Yeah. So the multimillionaire...
And also, did you get your money through cryptocurrency? Because if you did, go fuck yourself.
The multimillionaire then went on to say, I slowly started realising how toxic these people were, and I should draw some boundaries. So I slowly stopped calling and texting. I stopped updating them about my life and whatever. I decided that if they wanted to get to know me for me, rather than just making me pay for stuff, they would come to me. I wouldn't try so hard to go the other way.
That's fair. I would have the conversation first before ghosting your family. It's just how I would deal with that.
New phone. Who dis?
Yeah.
It is mom. When the pandemic
your father
hit.
Needs a life-saving surgery. I'll leave her on red this time.
When the pandemic hit, I was just starting my business and working from home gave me more time to focus on it. Gradually, my business became more lucrative until I was able to quit my other job. I then kept reinvesting in my business. And then during this time, I told my family I actually lost my job and that I was struggling. They immediately stopped reaching out. And unless I called, I never heard from them once he lost the other job.
Oh, not looking good on the family here. You know, bit of a sponge situation.
So fast forward to today, I am so blessed and grateful to be financially secure. To protect myself, I told my family I found a job, but it doesn't pay much and the cost of living is high. Now when they visit, they pay for their own stuff and they don't really want to put me through too much trouble because they think he now has a shit job. And so they don't ask of the same stuff.
This sounds exhausting to have to keep up. Like, how often are they visiting?
Well, I suppose every, like, 2 months, probably. Maybe every... If you live out of the city that they live in, probably... You might get, like, 1 every 3 months, maybe 1 every 4 months.
Maybe, because I'm just... Like, I don't know. If I had a lot of money, I would try and do things for my family. But I think it wouldn't be expected... is the line that's drawn there, you know?
Well, to keep up the pretense, the person then claims that they rent a small apartment and tricked their family into believing that's where they live, despite residing in the penthouse.
Jesus. I don't, like, you either tell the truth and, like, just have the conversation of, like, I'm not comfortable that I have to pay for everything.
Like, it gets crazier.
Does it?
I keep 2 suitcases packed with all my old clothes and I keep 3 boxes with all my usual dinnerware and books, etc. When I know they're visiting, I tell my assistant to find an apartment in a neighbourhood and put my old stuff there. I tell them I changed apartments and I rent furnished ones because they're cheaper. So far, they absolutely have no clue.
Jesus. Like... But they must catch on when they're like, he has a different apartment every time we go and see him.
Well, they currently, at the moment, as of writing that question, they said, I'm writing this while sleeping on the floor of my living room in my fake apartment as my bedroom and couch are taken up by my family members. I said I'd sleep on the floor. So this is where he is at.
Yeah, you need to rip the bandage off on this one and just be like, listen, I'm fucking loaded. And look, if you, like, I don't, you probably don't want to cut him out of your life completely. That's fine. But have the discussion where you're like, listen, I'm loaded, but it's not my job to pay for everything. But also, I don't know.
Yeah, I suppose the idea is that if it's up to kind of... like the family to be like, maybe we don't get him to charge everything, but I can also see it from their point of view if they don't have the money and he does.
Are they doing
the
all right though? Are they doing all right as a family?
See, we don't know. We don't know the ins and outs. But if one of your family members was a millionaire and you went out to the if you went to the pub and he didn't get rounds, what's going on?
This is the thing. Yeah, like, where do you draw the line? When is it too much money? Like, because don't be fucking greedy with it either. Don't just be not spending so you can keep all your money, you prick.
I think the question then becomes, what's the line? Like, where do you go? Because,
here's the thing. Okay, if you make more money than in a month than I make in a year, you're paying for everything. I don't give a fuck.
But the way that it's said is that when they found out he didn't have any money, they didn't talk to him very much.
That's true. See, like, again, not a funny answer. You just need to have a fucking conversation with your family.
Yeah,
like, that's
boundaries.
The bottom line here.
Boundaries.
Get your feelings out there. If they don't like it, fuck them. But if they're like, fair enough.
They can also then go, you're a cheap fucker and we hate you, which is another option.
Well, then wouldn't you rather have them hate you? Because...
Okay, for something I am, then love me for something I am not.
There's a way to phrase this. Wouldn't you rather have their love be unconditional? And if it is conditional, it's not love. Now, Connor, there
you've
you go.
You've gone very agony. I tell you, the practice is doing you well. Every week you get stronger.
I got a little bit better. Now, how do we make this funny is the real
question.
How
do we go back in time and or give people COVID?
You need, well, okay, look, the COVID thing will sort that. But he's wealthy, so he's immune. what you need to do, because you need to now... If you say you don't want to have this conversation with your family, that's fine. You need to ramp it up. Suddenly, you need to start making a load of money out of nowhere really quickly. They ask what happened. You Drugs. Say, don't worry about it. Yeah, you want them to think you're a dangerous, dangerous man. And you can't be. You're not safe to be around, in fact. Because what you do, have a look. Keep the apartment. Keep the little apartment, right? Yeah. But have a load of nice things. New phone, new get-up, new car. Right,
and whenever they ask, where did you get that? Don't know. Just
don't worry about it. Don't ask about my business. Fell off a truck. And then you're there at night in the small apartment. Hire a friend and have him just start banging at the door. Being like, I know you're in there and shit like that.
Where's my shit? Where's my money? Where's my motherfucking money?
You need to make them so scared of how you make your money. That they never want to be around you for fear of their
own people
lives.
So that when you walk down the street, they all like whisper when you go past, and then they go, oh shit, that's fucking Spiderweb. Like,
my
your
friend,
nickname is now Spiderweb.
Your nickname is Spider, the Immortal Dragon. And like, for all your millions, like a long distance laser pointer, that's 30 quid. You start getting a friend to train that on you at random points during the dinner. Oh my God, the peace you'll have.
And it's really about the acting. Get down. Get down. Like, you need to fucking commit to the leap to like, oh fuck, we all gotta get mom, dad, hit the fucking turf. There's a sniper about.
Or even not even like you're so cool with it at this point. And just do shit like put your father in front of you, as a shield.
And he's like, what the fuck, man? You're just like, look, lad, I don't want to go. I make too much money.
It's probably a reflection from a plane or something like that. And just keep batting it away. The less information, the better.
Hire a whole, because you're a millionaire. It doesn't matter, right?
Yeah.
Hire a whole, I don't know, building, right? And they're all actors. And you come in. And what I want you to do is I want you to walk in and they go, oh, we don't have any appointments today. And you go, do you know who the fuck I am? And then they look up and I want them to act fucking terrified. Like, shit, we know what he can... Like, John Wick has turned up and we've killed his dog.
Yeah, like, we're fully aware of what you can do. And like, go, like other shit. Like, do the Goodfellas thing. Have them bring you into the restaurant through the kitchen. And everyone's, like, patting you on the back and shaking hands with you.
And they're just so confused. And it's really just about whenever they ask for some, you gotta just look at them and just kind of give them... You gotta train yourself to just go, are you sure that's what you want to use my money for?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Because you know how I get that money. You don't want this to be associated with you, do you?
Yeah, I can't. No, I can't give you that money. It's not clean, you know? And then they go back home. There's a note stuck to their door with a knife. Like, they're in the line of fire now. Then, for your own safety, I think it's best you don't come round anymore.
And the FBI are following me, and for the safety, leave.
Not even the bad guy, like the FBI are after.
Yeah, and then you hire people to be the FBI in a van following your family.
Oh yeah, you're staking out their house. Like, you are making sure that they don't have a moment's peace.
You've got to have a scenario where you get beaten up. Hire people to beat you up.
Yeah.
And they're like, why would I hire myself to be beaten up? It makes no sense.
No, you got to commit. You got to commit to the bit. You're that rich, you know? It's fine.
Yeah.
I think it's the only, like, and then clean living from there, you know?
Fake your debt. Last step, you got to fake your debt.
Got to fake your debt. Might impact your profits on the old business, but...
True, but fake your debt to your family, but ultimately you just kind of keep going in your own city. You're not running for mayor. Nobody's going to know who you are.
That's true. Works from home most of the time, probably.
Works from home.
Social circle.
Huh? No, I think we've kind of solved this now. I think the logical way is probably work yourself up into some sort of fake life that you have to fund and then fake your own debt.
Now, the risk is that eventually through all of these shady dealings, you do start making money in a dangerous and shady career.
I want you as clean as possible. I want it the cleanest way. So whenever, even if your family snitch on you and they go to the FBI, it will take them like a week and they'll go, we literally found nothing on this guy. This guy is so clean. He's never done anything wrong.
And then when your family rings you up and are like, hey, the FBI said you did nothing wrong, you go, the FBI, and then you wink.
And then CIA is who I'm worried about.
And then you like rub your fingers together like you're doing the sign for money, like that kind of thing.
I paid them off.
Yeah, I paid off the entire East Coast.
What am I, a funny guy?
So those are your two options. It's either that or have a conversation.
No, never talk to your family. I just think avoid them.
Avoid them. There is also the age-old tradition of, oh, I have COVID, you can't come round this week.
Once again, I think you gotta go stronger. I have something. I have the Last of Us disease.
Leprosy.
I have the Last of Us disease. I'm half plant. Do not come near me this weekend. I'll be fine by Monday though.
I'll probably get over it, but then you can't fly out the timeline. We'll arrange something later in the year.
No, what you do is you keep going, yeah, I'll see. You never have plans. You never have a chance to like actually complete those plans. Just go, I'll let you know.
Leave it with me. I'll see what I can do.
I'll get back to you.
How many things have been left with me over the years? Fucking hell, I haven't talked to those people in a decade.
Mom, dad, brother. So also I've started using mom just to try and mix it up because I'm trying to be more international on the show here, where really I would go ma, but we can't do that here.
Ma and da, that's
and da, the old lad, the old one.
I wouldn't get away with that now. Not in my house.
You wouldn't get away with the owl lad?
No, it's disrespectful, you know?
I throw an owl lad in now a few times, but sure.
No, Dad, I like the colour that owl lad provides in conversation. I just can't bring myself to use it.
And you have to say, not my owl lad, it's the owl lad. It's the owl lad.
The apostrophe. Yeah,
it's the owl lad, right? That just means my dad. The owl lad rang me last week. My father picked up his mobile and gave me a collect call.
Yeah, like I rarely say mam or dad. It's ma or da.
Hey, you.
Come here.
come here. Just grunts. Sean, we're moving on to our next piece of weird news. And like, obviously people are saying weird news, if it's agony aunt, that's not technically news. But also, I just think it's funny.
It's a loose format. It's more of a title.
So we're moving on to our next piece of news. And I have Miami traveller arrested for egg smuggling after suitcase starts chirping.
Oh, live eggs. I mean, eggs are expensive in America, apparently. Mm.
Some like very cute stuff. And fuzzy contraband was allegedly incubating inside a passenger's bag last week at Miami International Airport. So technically, a Florida man, if you will.
If it hadn't hatched
in the middle of his trek through customs, the traveller actually might have walked off scot-free. It was the chirping that gave him away.
But did they not scan suitcases for things? Then they would see a bunch of eggs and a heater, presumably.
I suppose, yeah. So he almost made it through customs at border protection checkpoints after arriving at Miami International Airport last week. But during a secondary round of questioning, so he passed the first round, and then during the secondary round of questioning by customs officials, an agent heard an unmistakable squeaking or chirping coming from his carry-on suitcase.
Oh, he took them carry-on as well.
Do you think there's a moment where he's like, I've got to commit, like, I'm doing the chirping?
You're like, yeah, it's like, oh, it's a phone in there. Yeah. You know? Oh, it's a toy I got for my children who are very sick.
What are my children's name? Chick
egg
and
fuck.
End. Oh, fuck.
They're twins, actually. Chick and egg. Egg came first.
Who could have guessed? So he hails from Taiwan, and once they heard that, the chirping, he had to remove a smaller bag from inside his suitcase and pulled out what appeared to be a bird egg. A US Fish and Wildlife Service report states, I still don't understand why, it's Fish and Wildlife. There's that really long name that we can never cover on this show whenever we have like nature shit. It's like,
oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's the Fish and Wildlife and Nature Service, whatever the shite. The CBP officer,
bracket.
They looked into the smaller bag and saw more eggs. And not only the egg, Sean, saw one baby bird in the bag that had given him away. So the question becomes, why was he trying to import those birds into Miami? And what was he up to? Maybe some sort of chicken takeover of
chicken
America
run,
as a whole?
If you will.
Chicken run. He was on a chicken run.
It's probably like the price of eggs. People are just trying to buy chickens and they're cheaper if you import them somehow. That's also like, super dangerous in terms of like avian flu and shit like that. Like, you can't just smuggle birds.
Also, I don't know if you're smuggling eggs if they can hatch. Like, if they have the ability to hatch.
This is the fucked thing, right? Is that eggs, right? I'm led to believe, right, that eggs...
We know nothing, by the way, just let's
no,
just go.
No, I have no clue what I'm talking about, no but idea. I'm going to do it anyway. I'm go led on. To believe that eggs need a very specific set of circumstances under which they are able to hatch. I know there's big lamps involved in industrial egging.
I've seen that in The Simpsons.
But, like, this is exactly my frame of reference as well. For years, before we had big lamps, eggs were being hatched just fine, right?
Before we had big lamps.
In the 1800s and shit, there were still chickens.
Yeah, they probably had little lamps. That was the thing. Probably
little
had
lamps.
Smaller versions of lamps. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I guess the hen, fuck, has to sit on the egg to keep it warm. But then that just raises further questions of how did this one hatch in a backpack? Answer me that.
I'm still trying to figure out you figuring out how eggs used to hatch. Like, in the history of time.
Is it a quantity thing? Like, do they need more eggs so they build bigger lamps?
What are you talking about? Why are you still talking about lamps?
Why, sometimes eggs need big lamps to hatch and sometimes they'll hatch in a bag on the way through an airport.
What's the deal with lamps? You're obsessed with the lamps and the eggs.
It's one of the key elements of hatching an egg. These days.
I want you to Google the key elements of hatching an egg.
It's going to be shit like warmth and like the lamp
key elements
that.
Of hatching an egg. I need a list. I need a bullet point list and I want one of them to be a large lamp. And if it's a medium lamp, you're done for.
Incubators, which provide similar environment as that of broody hens, but more efficiently, are used at present for the hatching of eggs. The physical factors necessary for successful incubation are temperature, humidity, gaseous environment, and turning of the eggs. In case you want them over easy.
Sunny side up, please.
You wouldn't turn for sunny side up, though.
No, what would you do for... Oh, yeah, for sunny side up, you're just straight up. Just flat out.
Flat out, and then what you can do if you want is you can get a little bit of water and the lid of the pan, and then drop the water into that, and then cover it so that the steam kind of solidifies the top of the egg
a solidified egg man yourself, are you?
I'll have eggs in whatever manner they're presented to me,
I'm the same. I think I'm more of just like, serve me an egg, I'll give you an empty plate, lad.
Exactly. Like, I'd eat scrambled eggs most often because it's the least amount of fucking effort.
But you make scrambled eggs wrong, though. We've talked about that before.
I salt them before I serve.
You salt them wrong. You salt them beforehand.
You use salted butter as well. It's great.
What are you talking... How salty are your eggs?
They're pretty salty, lad. They would not hatch. Believe you me.
They will not grow. Nothing will grow there.
I will say I do like a poached egg, but I always feel like a dickhead if I ask for one.
My favourite thing about a poached egg is, this is a random reference, For the Bed, the TV show that everyone loves. I don't know if an American or Australian New Zealand person knows, right? But one of my favourite things that's so, like, so small that I always think of is, For the Bed is a show. If anyone's seen Come Dine With Me, similar to that, where they just have four couples who all own B&Bs, or like small hotels, and then they have a thing where over the week, each, all the couples will go to one of the places and they all just rank it and rate, like, oh, it was a lovely bed, was a bit dirty, breakfast was pretty good, right?
Yeah.
And at the end, they tell them whether they would stay or not. But where the drama comes in, Sean, this is where I'm getting to a point, there is a connection here, is that every episode of Four in a Bed, there's always one dickhead who's like, I'm going to order poached at the breakfast and fuck them over. Wait, like, yes, Karen, I love your fucking stuff. Give me a poached egg, please.
Poach the egg now.
And my thing is, poached eggs are very, I think they're quite simple, right?
Yeah.
But the people on the show, it's genuinely like they've told them to run a marathon and also to like juggle while they're doing it.
Like, the steps of making a poached egg is boil some water, do a little swirl in the middle, crack an egg into it. Like, that's about it. There's all kind of gadgets you can get that, like hold the egg, but just do the swirl in the water.
Oh, actually, I think my parents had one of those that held four eggs at once. Four poached eggs.
Four eggs at once!
Like a steamer thing. Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Yeah!
Oh, like, here's the trick, right? You want, first of all, room temp eggs. You know, you don't want to keep them in the fridge for this.
Sorry, what? You're a room temperature egg man.
I won't put an egg in the fridge. And that's not how I was raised, Connor, but that's how I am now. we were an eggs in the fridge family.
It's probably 50-50 worldwide. What's the deal with this stuff?
It's certain countries you have to put them in the fridge. Ireland is one of the countries where you don't.
Right, but why do you not? You live here.
I don't want to put them in the fridge. I have a small fridge.
Okay. So where do you put them? Just in the cupboard?
They're out on the counter ready to go at a moment's notice.
They're ready to break at any given second.
No, they're contained within the confines of the carton.
In the fucking little cardboard shitty thing. Yeah.
What? Yeah. Lad, it was on a truck and then went to a shop and then went to my house in that carton. It's going to be fine.
I don't trust this. I don't trust this at all. So you're room temperature eggs. I think I've served you fridge eggs before and you ate them and you bastard.
I'm not going to complain about a fridge egg. I served you a room temperature egg before.
Oh no. I feel sick.
Duh. Oh, hang on now, I'm doing some Googling here and perhaps I shouldn't be.
Oh, he's just discovered something.
No, sorry, no, it's fine to keep eggs outside. Like, they last longer in the fridge, true, but...
So why are you shooting yourself in the foot, really, is what my question is. Like, you're getting them to last as long as possible.
Ah, Connor, here. So in Europe, it's illegal to wash eggs, and instead, farms vaccinate chickens against salmonella. So that's why they don't have to go in the fridge. Apparently that's one of the reasons they're in the fridge in America, is like so that there's no salmonella in them.
Oh.
You know? Because the cuticle is intact when the eggs are sold. Refrigerating eggs with the cuticle intact could cause mildew to grow. So it's actually better to keep them outside of the fridge.
I mean, you just come to that conclusion. Just obviously you're going to say that. You're not going to be like, actually, no, Connor, I've changed my mind and you were right and I was wrong.
Like, how many, like, I buy eggs every week. Like, we go, to, if they don't ever get near, like, they're used by day. I will do a poll. We'll put a poll on the Facebook group and it's like, eggs in the fridge or no.
And I want the people to agree with me.
I don't think so. I think, like, if you, I don't see why I would justify fridge space to an egg at this point in my life.
Put that on his gravestone.
Like, I'm not telling you how to live your life, but that's.
But I think you also, are a little bit.
There is. Look, but anyway, to make a poached egg.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Room temperature egg, whether it be, if it's in the fridge, take it out 20 minutes before you want to use
what
it.
What are you doing? I'm not defrosting me eggs, like, I'm just saying,
let it come up to temp.
No, like, I'm
4 degrees for an egg.
In the pan, like, it's going to cook fine.
You're putting it in boiling water, Connor. You don't want to shock the egg, all right? You need this to set instantly with a poach, okay?
What are you talking about?
You're going to heavily salt the water. Some people do vinegar. If you're into it, that's cool, but not me.
Vinegar?
People vinegar for poached egg. Yeah.
It seems stinky.
Again,
that seems
sets
like
it quicker.
It would dig.
Yeah, wouldn't be very. No, not like you're not. It's not 50-50. Just a bit of vinegar, a splash of vinegar into
it. No, all vinegar. No water. Boiling vinegar.
I think you've described pickling eggs.
I think I want to boil that vinegar real good. Get some good eggs.
And then you want to do a little swirl in the water so that it's swirly in the middle. Crack your egg into that. Give it, I would say, up to 90 seconds. You've got a perfect poach. There's no panic at all.
Should we start some sort of cooking show that is just me and you disagreeing on the making of every meal?
Every episode is 4.5 hours long and we get halfway through a recipe. That's how it would go.
And I'm just like, I never learned to do it like that. I don't know. Are you a man? There's no weird news involved in this. This is just fine general chat. Are you a man to buy a stir fry sauce? Or do you make it yourself?
I generally make my own sauces, I will say. I found that a tin of chopped tomatoes is quite a versatile thing in the kitchen.
In a stir fry?
I put chopped tomatoes in a stir fry, boy. Because then you get the wetness. You get the wetness and then it kind of coats everything. It's beautiful.
Sweet chili sauce. Bit of honey. Bit of five spice. You're laughing, lads.
Do you want me to mix it up for you a bit? Bit of Frank's Red Hot in on top of that. You'd be fucking... clean living.
It'll be too hot on my palate.
It's a stir fry.
You send in, everyone send in their own food based things if they have questions. We won't answer them, but you can send them in if you want.
Just
I suppose
give us some like food takes that we can debate actually, because this I'm into this.
We're going to move on, John, to the chicken.
Where's your toaster
man.
Where's your toaster kept?
In the fridge. Why, where do you keep your toaster?
On the counter next to the eggs.
I keep mine beside my eggs in the fridge with the milk.
So the electricity is nice and cold.
Do you put like the milk in the oven or something? What's the story with
that? No, the milk goes in the fridge. There's plenty of space because of the lack of eggs. How many eggs are you buying at one time?
Six.
I'm buying a 12 pack of eggs, my
friend. What are you talking? There's only two of you. What do you need 12?
Six eggs each. Egg a day.
What are you doing bulking? You're bulking for a marathon.
Just a bit of protein, like. It's grand.
That's not a bit of protein. Six eggs.
An egg a day is fine. An egg a day isn't weird.
So you're not eating the six eggs in one day.
No, not all in one day, Connor.
Monday and a quiche on Tuesday.
We do the big shop on a Thursday. I buy 12 eggs. We get through them by the Wednesday. And then I buy more on Thursday.
You're eating a shit ton of eggs. What the fuck?
They're a very versatile thing. They're not all prepared the same way. We'll have scrambled. Some days we won't have eggs, but then we'll have a 2-egg scrambled egg. You know,
You won't have any eggs, but you'll have 2-egg scrambled eggs.
You can double up if you don't have them on the Friday. Nice eggs on a Saturday.
I feel like you need a hobby. Like just something to get you out of the house.
I have a lot of in-the-house hobbies. That's very true.
A lot of in-the-house we're moving on, John, to our next piece of news. And this involves Florida Man. And I thought you would really enjoy this, in that Florida Man uses ChatGPT to land an airplane, saves family.
Holy shit. Okay, yes. We've established I don't like ChatGPT and AI, but this is kind of cool.
See, this is where I thought I could persuade you, because I also don't like it. But now I'm like, maybe it's the best thing in the whole world, and I'm completely convinced. I'm going to invest in crypto as well, just in case.
Just in case it picks up. Case picks up again.
Again, Dogecoin's coming back. A Florida man used a popular chatbot app to land an airplane after both pilots became incapacitated, local media has reported. According to witness statements, the feat is nothing short of a miracle and has made them really think about the future of AI in the field.
Wait, they're going to make an AI fucking co-pilot, are they?
No, well, I suppose an AI co-pilot is the pilot from Airplane.
Pilot from Airplane, or I was thinking HAL from 2001 A Space Odyssey. But both the same level of terrifying.
The exact same level of technology, I would say, yes. While approaching the airport, the pilot notified flight control that he felt dizzy and that the first officer had passed out. Surely you tell them before you feel dizzy.
Yeah, you would be like, okay, he passed out. Let's just report that first.
Like, second ago, that lad's out. He's not feeling well. He passed out. Real bad.
Follow-up message. Hey, guys, me again. Might be interested. Doing a bit of a ring around here. And not feeling too good.
Doing a bit of a ring around. I'm also fucked. just to let you know. No biggie, but I forgot to tell you, my co-pilot died. He died there a few minutes ago. I forgot to tell you, it just slipped my mind. I was doing the rig around at the time, you see, for the local charities, you know. The pilot notified flight control that he felt dizzy and the other pilot had passed out. Shortly after, the crew squawked emergency code 7700 and stopped responding to flight control. According to tracking data, the aircraft experienced a significant drop in altitude, followed by a quick recovery and a stabilisation at a height of just 300 feet. They fell to just 300 feet above the Gulf of Mexico.
They were so close to just fucking dying.
Yes.
300 feet, 100 meters.
300 feet, 91 meters.
Fucking hell, man. That's nearly as tall as me.
He's so big from all the eggs. According to the news, John Williams, 45, was travelling back from a vacation in Puerto Rico with his wife and two children. He entered the cockpit and took control of the plummeting aircraft with the help of the ChatGPT app on his phone at the time.
This sounds like a marketing stunt for fucking ChatGPT.
That's what I thought. I read it and I was like, this is a marketing stunt for AI that they have clearly set up. And they've used Florida Man, which makes me think it's even more suspect.
Like, this is a boring question. How did he have signal on the plane?
Maybe the reason why the plane was falling is because he had his Wi-Fi on.
Yeah. Could they tell you to turn it off for a reason, buddy?
Didn't have it on airplane.
They've gotten really lax with that recently.
Yeah, I don't think they give a fuck anymore.
Yeah, like you used to be able to do fucking anything with any electronics. Now it's like, listen, maybe take your headphones off while we take off and land. But other than that,
lads, could you stop the movie, pause the movie for five seconds while I tell you where the exits are, just for 2 fucking minutes, lads. So he tells it in this way: I whipped out the app and I yelled, "Tell me how to fly a plane." He's as quoted as saying, "The app started to explain what knob to turn and what lever to pull and what." And there you go. I'm flying the damn plane, said John Williams.
It's very, very convenient that it just worked perfectly out of the gate first time.
I'm of the opinion that John Williams is fake. He's clearly a fake man. They picked the name John Williams, but this is in the news, so we have to report it. But now I'm getting suspect the more I talk about it.
More and more it feels like, oh, ChatGPT saved the day. Give it all of your data.
Because here's the thing. It's unclear how Williams was able to enter the cockpit during the uncontrolled dive, which is normally locked.
How long was the plane falling before he just scooped it up?
Well, I suppose if you're 5,000 feet in the air or 20,000 feet in the air, you'd be falling for a while, like 2 minutes. I don't know the level of gravity.
9.8 meters a second is the force of gravity, but if the plane was accelerating, it might be different. I don't know.
There's some sort of graph that we'd have to work out here, but we don't know the speed of the plane or the height that they fell from. But I'm assuming he had at least maybe a minute to kind of sort himself out.
Yeah, but how did he get in? How, like, does ChatGPT respond to voice? I thought you had to type it in. It's not coming together for me, Connor.
According to the report, the passenger had been on his way to the lavatory when he had felt something fishy was going on and decided to enter the cockpit. Hang on a minute, John.
You can't just enter the cockpit. I mean, who's going to stop you if both pilots are dead? But
he realised this was his chance.
Was there no one, like, cabin crew who could have been like, does anyone know how to fly a plane?
They were all
dead as well.
What if
there's one fucker in the back who is like, I know how to fly a plane, I've been training for this for years. John comes through with fucking robotics to be like,
the back
nah,
of the plane.
It.
The guy in the back of the plane was Sully.
Yeah.
Sully stands up.
Sully had taken his first flight since the incident.
I'll take this from here, lads. And John's like, sit down, Sully. Chat AI has got this. Don't you worry, bud.
And then someone pats him on the back and it's Elon Musk the whole time.
So AeroTime was able to contact Daisy. The name has been changed to retain I can never say this word.
Anonymity.
Thank you.
Where Nemo lives.
and who was on the flight and witnessed the event. So Daisy, fake name, was on the flight. So now they have witnesses. The landing was really smooth, she said. It seemed far smoother than any other low-cost airline landing I've witnessed.
Get fucked, Daisy. You work for ChatGPT. You're a bot.
You are not real. Daisy, you are a fake
human.
You
do not exist. Why wouldn't you want to be on record saying that? Like, you know,
why would you say it seemed far smoother than any other low-cost airline landing I've witnessed? Like, why would you say it like that?
Why would that be the thing? And why are you pushing? Why wouldn't you be like, I'm just glad someone did something? Don't fucking sing the praises of ChatGPT, okay? I don't like this.
So, I mean, what do we do with this? Is Florida Man, is this fake news? Or did Florida Man actually use AI to land the plane?
I mean, I feel there's processes in place. They were able to radio to air control. Why couldn't they radio to learn how to fly the plane?
Because he asked AI. AI did it for him, lad. No need.
So, is he just waiting for the response from AI? To be, before
we've all know that a microphone does not pick you up the first time you say something like if you go, Siri, could I do this? They're like, sorry, what the fuck are you saying, right? Now that just might be my accent, but I assume it's across the board not great. Now imagine the noise of a plane falling thousands of feet a minute and you
screaming
somehow
probably going on as well.
Horizontally. You're falling horizontal and you somehow go, Siri, could you just tell me how to fly a plane? That level of microphone use into the AI. And it just goes, yeah, sure, here you go.
And it has signal and like it does it with just enough time left that you barely survive. And no one wants to be, no real humans can be attributed to this story. Aside from
John Williams.
This proposed John Williams.
Whereas
If I Google John Williams plane, it'll just be a movie that John Williams composed for.
I'm pretty positive it will just be the composer John Williams has done a movie of some sort.
Flight to Neverland, there we go. Holiday flight, Home Alone.
Did John Williams do Home Alone?
Yeah.
Jeez, that lad got around. What a man.
What a fucking legend of the industry. Playing GPT. And then the only thing that comes up when you put GPT in is, I'm assuming, that same story that you
hang on, let's
are talking
see.
About.
So it's plain GPT. I will plain say, GPT. If this is the only story.
John Williams plain GPT is what I put in.
Okay. It's a very slow connection.
That's fine. This might actually affect the recording, so I'm not sure we should be. But it's from Aerotime Hub is the fucking website.
Not a real website.
That's the only...
Have I been duped?
I don't... Like, it's just the only result. Mm. It's the only result I can see. Mm. Whereas I feel that
I
would be...
Done.
That's primed for a fucking, like, Irish Daily Mail or The Sun kind of article, you know?
Mm.
And it's just...
I feel
not...
stupid. Because I it's taken 5 years, but I've been done by AI.
I think you might have got... Oh, what? Connor.
Oh, no, what?
It was April 1st. It was published. Get fucked.
I've thrown my pen across the room.
You're going to need that to sign your fucking life away.
We've just wasted 15 minutes of our fucking days, right?
Everyone's time.
So AI... But why did they fool us?
I don't know. That's brilliant.
I don't want to sound like a little bitch here, right? But why would someone do that? Why would they be mean?
I'm going to be honest with you, bud. I did 20 seconds of fact checking while on the show, this is what came up, is all I'm saying,
What I would also say is that do not give me a worse thing. You're laughing. What?
Connor, at the end of the article, it says...
What is it?
While we take the aviation industry seriously, we also believe in the importance of having a sense of humour. On April Fool's Day, we thought it would be fun to share a light-hearted article.
That's not in my article.
Not to
I
be
don't
taken
have that
seriously.
One.
It's I entirely fictional and not based on factual events. You got done.
I hate you. This is the worst day ever. And you know what's worse, right? Is I was going to have a whole story on this episode that was like, the best April Fool's gags. But, Sean, I hate April Fool's. And I've been done.
You got... They got you. They got you 4 days later. Like... Because you presumably found this story before they put in that note to be like, this is a joke.
Yes.
So in a way, it's the best April Fools. And it could only have arisen because we do this podcast.
I obviously would have read the article before we did it, so I would have read that bit at the end. I do not have that paragraph. So I genuinely got God.
That's hilarious that that happened to
Although,
you.
This might I be the best thing of on us. The show. I am proud of us that we immediately sussed it as a bit suspect.
Yeah, we have enough media literacy to be like, no, that's not real. The you're having a
well,
great
not,
day,
not
aren't
enough,
you?
Though. I'm having the worst day ever.
Traffic for two hours. On traffic for 2 hours, mocked on your own show.
You've come here to mock me at my own show. This is the worst. Okay. Oh, man. I don't know what to believe now. What do we do? Like, do we do another story?
Do you want to clock out and come back fresh next week?
I don't know. I'm rattled. I am going to say I'm rattled now.
Much like John Williams was when he was trying to land
don't
that
you bring
plane.
Up that
oh,
fucking
no,
name,
wait.
John Williams. Don't you bring up John, right?
You I thinking hate I'm an idiot for keeping now. Me eggs out in the open.
I've spent years insulting you, and now I've got God.
Yes, it's 406-1.
The bully has become the bull.
The buller.
The buller.
Oh, yeah, that's
no, the bullied.
Better. That makes more
it's
sense.
It's weird that word you go the same way twice, but you just end it with a different letter.
Yeah, it is kind of weird. It's weird how words work sometimes.
You think it would go the other way. It's bully to the bullied, but it's bully to the buller. You know what I mean? You change it up. I don't know. We're finishing Paris off Buller. This week, and ironically, I was actually finishing off with a scam that somebody fell for. But
oh,
at this point, does anything mean anything? Like, do we? Should we try
he's
this?
Spiraling now. Oh man, he lost once, and now he's in this mood.
I don't like losing.
You know, it's okay, but it happens to everyone.
I'm incredibly. I just like winning all the time. I have to win. I'm not a sore loser. I just have to win. we are finishing off with Florida principal resigns after sending $100,000 to scammer posing as Elon Musk.
Are you going to resign after reading that story for 15
no,
minutes?
No, I'm not. I didn't send any money to anyone. I want to make that clear.
Why did he send it to Elon Musk, of all people?
So the longtime principal of a high-achieving Florida school stepped down on Tuesday night after she sent $100,000 in school funds to an internet scammer posing as billionaire Elon Musk. Jan McGee at Ledburn Science Technology since its 2011 inception said someone claiming to be the tech mogul offered to invest millions into the popular STEM school in exchange for an upfront payment. So, you pay me up front, and then I will give you millions for
that's
the school.
How donations work, I guess.
The school's sceptical business manager eventually learned of the arrangement and managed to cancel the transaction before the money cleared. But the controversy roiled parents and board members who insisted that Jan McGee, I'm going to say her full name every time, was inexplicably reckless with crucial school funds, offering it to somebody claiming to be Elon Musk.
Surely you run that by someone before you do it as well. Like, you don't just say like, oh, here's $100,000. Elon.
Oh, it gets worse. Several speakers at Tuesday night's meeting stressed that McGee's colleagues told her that she was being swindled. She ignored them and insisted on sending out the payment.
Definitely resign in that case.
No, I'll be honest with you. I think it's easy to get fucking done. I think at this point, I think she's
a
hero.
No, just because you got scammed live on this show doesn't mean that you get to allow scammers to prosper.
Let her give the money.
that's the top 10. That just the realization, the slow realization of that happening. Oh my god!
I threw
god.
My pen. I like that pen. But she ignored him after angry board members said that they could no longer work under her and threatened to quit. McGee eventually looked further into the deal and resigned on the spot and left the school building to cheers from the audience.
oh, that's kind of shitty to like cheer her. I mean, I guess she was like, no, you're all idiots. I know what I'm doing.
It's fair like Miss Trunchbull from Matilda.
It is, isn't it? Like someone who just thinks... she was defeated by magic or something? Isn't that how Matilda is?
Well, Trunchbull was defeated by a little weird fucking witch girl. Little witch alien kind of floated her around her own home and just fucking wrecked her head. And I'll be honest with you, I was on her side as well, because I think weird demon child comes at you. I think you're in the right to fucking start throwing some javelins at.
Is this because of the playing thing again?
I'm carrying fuel for anger. I'm ready to attack. I'll be on any side of good I'm against.
I'm choosing chaos. We said it'll be chaos this week.
I've chosen the sit today.
Pretty good choice.
I'm willing to kill the character of Matilda in that story.
Wow.
Would have went better.
For everyone, and especially Bruce Bogtrotter.
Ms. Hoodie, killed by a car. Trunchbull, queen of the school forever.
The fact that this lady as well was a science and technology school. You gotta feel bad about falling for that. 100 grand you could probably do a lot with.
It's a Florida science school.
Ah, but still
that
like
means
the
a Florida
tier
Florida man is the teacher, technically. There's one Florida man that probably teaches there. That means Florida man and Florida woman are teaching the next generation, which I can only assume is a bad sign.
That's true. Now, what I will say, if Elon Musk wasn't an absolute insufferable bastard, and if he was sound, he'd probably give that school a load of money.
Yeah, but go back to the previous part of that sentence.
If he wasn't a bastard and an absolute insufferable
see, now
human.
He's a bastard. See, that's going to work against you. That is going to work against you.
It's a real
fact
fly in the ointment.
It's really helping all of our algorithms on Twitter.
Oh, it's going great. It's going great. Think of how many times you said GPT this episode.
I'll say it a few more times. I'll endorse it. Please.
Let me read this story again. Maybe it's real now.
Shut up. Oh, man. What do you think of Jan McGee? Are we saying Florida woman gets got? Or are we saying maybe it was actually Elon Musk and that everyone else was wrong? And is it she who's wrong? No, it is the children.
No, I think she's definitely categorically wrong. Jan McGee made a mistake. So claps and applauding as she leaves, I guess.
That's got to feel bad. You're leaving your job and everyone starts applauding.
Yeah, but like
if you got fired from your job and the rest of the office stood up and started clapping, like...
Depends how I got fired.
Like, no, but if you got like, oh, you're bad at your job... And
you're just
fired
stupid,
you.
Like, yeah. That
like,
would
you're
feel...
really stupid. And then everyone stood up and started applauding. But they weren't really applauding you. They were applauding, like, the manager who fired you. And you're kind of like, all right, dicks, that's not very nice.
Yeah. No, that would sting. But, like, never going to see him again. So I guess it doesn't matter. Also, I didn't
and
send
I hate
my
that
money.
Job. I don't recall saying good luck. Oh man, I think that's it for this week's weird news, Sean, and I think next week I'll come back with real stories.
That's just one at least, you know, because the rest of them being made
up. Come on, there was at least one this week as well.
Would you like me to take us out, Connor?
Yeah, I hate April Fools.
Thank you everyone for listening to this episode of Weird News Wednesday. We will be back on Friday with Hero or Zero, and next Wednesday with another wonderful episode of Weird News Wednesdays. Other shows that we did a Movie Mondays, monthly Movie Mondays, Monday just gone. Talk about all the biggest movie news for March. And then, even still, Barbie trailer dropped like the day after. I don't know, I think we're cursed.
And Spider-Verse, of course,
can't forget that either.
Yeah.
But that, look, we'll get to that. That's the beauty of the month. We can cover all of that in the next episode. There's also the Green Lantern review went up on the Patreon, patreon.com/heroesforhirepodcast if you want to listen to that. And big shout outs go to Roisin the Wife Palmer, Joe Burney, Anonymous Comrade, Viva la Revolution. That's waffles. David Clark, Sean Chucklin the Wash and It'll Be Grand Jameson, Dominic, Anna Irish Walrus Forever Hill Moose, Danny McLaughlin, You Are the Spark That Will Boil the Kettle That Will Make the Coffee That Will Burn the First Order Down, Lords Mish, Michelle Brown, Michaela Doughty, Frost, Buster, Ed Ball, Lorraine and Connor have swapped the order of their names to purposefully bamboozle Sean, Russ, come on patrons, we've made a great start, but more of us can change these names for Sean, Parfit, Jackson Bruheim, Liz had a few too many on St. Paddy's Day and tipsily subscribed to the Patreon, and Kira Lawler. Thank you everyone for your wonderful, wonderful support of our show. We really appreciate you helping us out every single month and for all that you do for the show. So head on over there if you want to support us. There is also a merch store, heroesforhire.ie/shop. Twitter is at heroesforhirepod, the 4 is a number 4. Facebook is Detective Devilment's Discussion Group. Instagram is Heroes for Hire Podcast. And the best way to ever help out the show is to tell one human being that we exist.
Just the one, please.
And I think that's about it, Connor.
Stupid fucking game. I hate this fucking stupid stuff. Oh. The arms fold and just go. Bye, guys.
He's sulking now. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.